The Invest in Her podcast is brought to you in part by Wells Fargo Bank. Hi, I'm Katherine Gray, founder of She Angel Investors and co-founder of the She Angels Foundation. I'm also the podcast host of Invest in Her and an award-winning producer, author, and TEDx speaker. Our show, Invest in Her, features phenomenal female founders and funders. As you know, women receive less than 2% of venture capital funding. Our series is about accelerating the funding of women by connecting them to funding resources. Let's meet today's guest. Welcome to this week's episode of Invest in Her. I'm your host, Katherine Gray, founder of She Angel Investors, co-founder of the She Angels Foundation, and producer of the new movie, Show Her the Money. And I am so excited to have today on with us, all the way from Ireland, Maren Murray, who is a tech innovator. She is the founder of Tech Founder and a TEDx speaker. Welcome, Maren. So happy to have you with us today.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing to be having this conversation. It's fantastic, isn't it? The power of technology is, you know, other sides of the world. So no, it's amazing. Amazing to be talking to you, Katherine.
You know, I've been talking about you a lot, so maybe your ears have been burning, but I think, you know, you are just one of the big leaders over there in that country. You know, I've been noticing that there are certain leaders in each of the countries, Ireland, UK, Sarah King in UK, these women in New Zealand, like all around the world besides the US. There are just women out there like you that are really making a difference. You're change makers, and you're really so focused on helping make more access for tech innovators and founders at large, getting access to venture capital. I know it's something you and I so agree on. I'm so excited that we're taking Show Her the Money to Ireland. Thanks to you. We'll be in we're going to be in Dublin and also in Belfast, right? And if people want to know where to find us, what dates those are going to be, they can, of course, come to showherthemoneymovie.com. So follow us there, everybody. We'll let you know when we're going to be all over the world, and especially in Ireland. We're going to talk about that today. So, Maren, you are amazing. I want to talk about first your TED Talk, because I listened to that this morning, and you know, you being such a prominent person in the tech innovation industry in Ireland and I'm sure worldwide, you know, I love that you talked about, are we going to use tech for the greater good? So let's talk about that, because that's your TED Talk. I love that you talk about tech for good, for social change. So let's kick off the conversation with that.
Yeah, so for me, tech, from the TEDx talk, you know, that tech is a tool. And if we harness it, what we do with it is the important thing. You know, do we use it for good? Do we use it for positive change? Like, it's so powerful that we have to harness it. I mean, obviously, people have misgivings about, you know, how it might cause polarization, how it might, you know, cause, you know, bias, embedded bias. Like, there are concerns and genuine concerns about technology and how it has been used in certain situations and certain scenarios. But like for me, it's got so much potential, and I take so much inspiration, you know, from the way it's been used over history, because I think, you know, my own grandfather, he was a blacksmith. You know, they used iron. They used iron. They created tools, and those tools were to improve society. There were basic things like plows, you know, for people to kind of create, have food, you know, fire troughs. So this was using tech in a very simple way, but it was still technology, but it was improving our society. It was being used to kind of improve society, to kind of in a life-affirming way.
And I think it's so important that you do that TED Talk that you're doing, because so many people are afraid that tech is going to ruin the world. And your point is, no, let's use tech for the greater good. It's a way that it connects us all around the world, right? It's something that we can use for global community. And how do we ensure that we use it for the greater good? Like, I know you have a community that's focused on that. Let's talk about that community and what you're doing to make sure that it's used for the greater good.
Yeah, so Tech Founder, it's a collective. So it's a collective of women tech founders and future founders as well, because a lot of women are maybe they have an idea, they keep thinking about something, but they haven't yet made that leap, you know, to start their own kind of company and to harness technology. So what we believe is that it's about enabling women to start tech companies, to lead tech companies. And this is not just about for the economy. You know, this is for society. This is for the world. Like, so many women founders want to move the world forwards. We're not just simply driven by profit. We're not simply driven by greed, you know, a quick turnaround, selling a company quickly, you know, exiting. It's not just about profit. It's about creating jobs that are sustainable, but people with living wages. You know, it's about improving our society. So that's what I'm really excited about in terms of having more women starting and leading tech companies.
Well, I like about what you're doing with Tech Founder, creating a community for women in tech. They need a community because it's such an old boys club, the tech world. And so the fact that you're harnessing them to empower each other brings more possibilities to the, you know, no person alone is going to be as strong as an entire community. So you bringing all those amazing smart tech women together could only be a dynamic outcome. And like you said, women are even more focused on using technology for the greater good. And so this leads us into the question of that you and I agree on is the importance of getting more women tech founders funded. Right? Because this is going to impact the future. All these women with their technological advancements that are going to help us with, you know, climate change or just women's health or whatever it is that we're lacking in. Women have those ideas and innovations to help these problems so we can use tech for the greater good, right? But we have to fund them, right? And let's talk about how you and I agree on that. That's why we're taking our movie, Show Her the Money, to Ireland, because you, like you and I, we so believe that we've got to educate more women and men in that country about how important it is to fund women founders, and especially in the tech and, you know, arena.
Completely. And look, if you Google tech founder, you know yourself what's going to turn up. It's going to be like it's photos after photos of male, often young white men. So there's so much gender stereotyping. When somebody hears the word tech founder, they don't think about a woman. They don't think about a woman who's, you know, whatever the age is, because whatever our age is, it can be used as a disadvantage. Either we're perceived as being, we're girls, we're in our early or mid-20s, we're trivialized in that way. If we're older, it's perceived, oh, you can't be innovative, you're, you know, past a certain age. So there's so much gender stereotyping, and that's what women are facing. And I suppose what I believe is that it's not that we're not confident enough. It's not that we're not, that we can't pitch well enough, even though let's talk about pitching in a while because of some abuse on that. You know, it's the system. The system is the thing that needs to change.
Right, because who are we pitching to, right? Who are we pitching?
Yeah, who are we pitching to? And why should we be pitching at all? Like, why should something so important as, you know, solving these societal problems and issues, why should it be a performance? Like, who thought that a 10-minute performance on that basis, you know, we decide like who gets investment to grow, to learn, to contribute. So I think women, like, we're here. People often say, oh, there's a pipeline. There's a pipeline problem. There's no pipeline problem. There's a distribution problem. We are here. We're ready. We've got the ambition. We're impatient for change. We're impatient to contribute. But we need to have technology is not cheap. And you got to innovate quickly. It's constantly changing. We need the money to innovate, to have those solutions.
You know, and the broken part of it is people do tend to invest in people they identify with. So when you have all Caucasian men at the table deciding who gets the money, they don't necessarily give it to women if they don't identify with them or with the product. And so There's all this tech innovation out there. Like you said, people just automatically think men in tech and women in tech, which, you know, I love that you call it tech found her for those just listening and not watching. So it's found and then H-E-R, tech founder. Very clever. You know, if you think about it just in a logical way, you know, you've got, you know, whatever it is in a certain area, 100,000 people or a million people, 50% of them are men and 50% of them are women. And so same in the tech world, it's just the men are known in the tech world and they get funded more. But think of all the technologies that just equally as smart women are coming up with. What a shame if we don't fund them, because there's such opportunity there. So if you're an investor, you might want to look at the fact that there's all these women with these technologies to develop and not getting the funding. What a perfect investment opportunity to get behind them, who tend to be better with money, tend to be better with the success of their business because they are better with their money and more frugal and, you know, just have a mindset that is making more with less, you know. Put your money on that horse, right? So there's such investment opportunity here. And that's really why we're coming to Ireland with Show Her the Money and going around the world to educate more women. What is venture capital? And why would I want to be a part of it, either as an investor or as a founder getting funding, right? So we're super excited to come, you know, inspire and educate people in Ireland about why this is an important thing to the future of the world. Are we going to create the women's ideas and inventions and innovations that will help save the planet? Bottom line.
Completely. I completely agree with you. And I suppose when we were, myself and Vicky Toomey Lee, when we were thinking about Tech Founder, we were thinking, okay, why is it only 2% of women, you know, getting this VC funding? And often the reason we'd be hearing is, oh, they don't have the tech ideas. They're not pitching the scalable,
ridiculous,
you know, the scalable platforms. And we were like, okay, well, let's take that. Let's take that head on and say, okay, maybe only 20% of computer science students are still young women, which is shocking. It hasn't really improved over, you know, whatever, 20, 30 years. So let's take that on and say, well, hold on a second. You don't need to be a coder to start a tech company. You know, you don't. You need to be you need to be tech literate. You need to know the potential of technology. You need to how to harness technology. You need to know how to make a tech product. You need to how to kind of contract coders. So that is a barrier that shouldn't exist. That doesn't exist. You don't need to be a techie. And you know, people are always like, oh, just wait until, you know, the STEM programs work out and there are more young women in, you know, doing computer science. But the thing is, there are generations of women who want to contribute now. We can't afford to wait. We can't afford to wait to this future generation. And history shows things can get worse. Unfortunately, progress is not inevitable. So it's up to us as a collective and from the kind of the bottom up. And I'm a really big fan of creating change, you know, from this kind of collective action, because that is so powerful. It's not just based on me as one individual, it's based on a collective. So, you know, that can bring about so much change. So there is this whole thing, we're stronger together, and it we are in so many different ways.
100%. I'm so glad you created this community, so essential. I want to mention that you are a tech innovator of numerous award-winning digital products yourself. Let's talk about some of those, because I want people to understand, you know, who's behind this unbelievable Tech Finder community. So tell us a little bit about the digital products that you've created, these award-winning products.
Yeah, absolutely. So I got into technology just at around 2000. It was just at the .com, when .com was you know, booming and crashing. That's when I did a master's in computer science, which was one of the first postgrads in Ireland in digital media and digital technology. So it was so exciting. It was so exciting to be around Web 2.0. You know, like I went over to, you know, California to San Francisco. You know, I met amazing people like Eliza Camfort Page from Blogger, this amazing community that I'm still part of. So So Web 2.0 was something that I was so passionate about because it was about people having tools to tell their own stories, to create their own content, to create their own platforms. You know, it had the potential and has the potential for hidden voices, for underrepresented, you know, people to have a voice. And that's what I was so passionate about. And I was really excited to be part of it. So I worked in the BBC. And that was, at that stage, it was so exciting. It was a bit like the Wild West. You know, you could create platforms. You know, Twitter was coming on board. We created a social media platform for young people, which was a safe space, which was moderated, which was focusing on learning and focusing on creativity.
And what platform was that?
It's called Blast. BLST. So it was about inspiring them to, you know, create design digital games, you know, so it was all about making products. So the focus was very much on creating. Sometimes creative and art stuff is, you know, just making for the sake of making. This was like, you're going to make something and we're going to showcase it. We're going to showcase it on TV or on web or on mobile. And that's something, you know, that I still really believe, the power of actually the learning that you go through and actually making something. And that's also part of my frustration in terms of the inequity in the whole kind of entrepreneur ecosystem. Because let's face it, most startups fail, but women are not, we're not getting the chance to fail. We're not getting the chance to create that first platform, to create that tech product, to go through this amazing learning curve where we're working with customers, we're working with teams of, you know, different teams of software engineers and usability designers. And so this is my frustration. It's not simply about the inequity of investment, but women are not getting the chance to learn experientially, to create a product, to create that first product so that they can create their second startup. And maybe that's the startup that really takes off. So I'm really passionate about this whole thing about your kind of experiential learning.
Yeah. And we have to have the audience understand, here's this pool of money. I know here in the U.S. it's $250 billion a year that's distributed. Women get 2% and men get 98%. They are just throwing money at men, whether they have good ideas or not. And women with really good ideas are not getting funding. I want people to understand this, how broken the system is. That's why we're going on the road and taking Show Her the Money movie out there. So excited to take it to Ireland with game-changing people like Maren who are carrying that torch to try to change this. And I guess you could see, you know, being a tech innovator yourself, I'm so proud of you that you created this community of 500 plus women tech founders who have a community to lean on, run things by, you know, help try to fix this broken system, because that's what it takes. It takes us all coming together, recognizing there's a problem. I always say awareness is what creates change, and then figuring out how together we're going to fix this, because no one's going to fix it for us. It's been 2% for years. We have to fix it ourselves. And I believe it's taking a film out, educating people about what they're missing out on venture capital as an investment. We need more women investing in this. We need more LGBTQ. We need more BIPOC, because the people receiving the money are going to reflect the people giving the money. It's so important that we get a groundswell movement going of new and different investors in this space. All are welcome. Men are certainly welcome to invest in women and BIPOC and LGBTQ. They haven't been doing it. And so I'm so glad that so many women, more than ever in history, are starting their own venture capital funds. And if people don't understand what that is, they need to see the movie, Show Her the Money. They need to understand it's like a mutual fund, only it could be more lucrative. And it's almost like donating to a charity, because you're giving to a good cause, but yet you can get a return on it. What could be better than that? You're investing in something for the greater good with a possible really good return and making an impact and leaving a legacy. What is money for if it's not to be invested in the greater good, right?
Completely. And I think the data is so important. As you said, that 2% is so important. And with TechFounder, we've also been asking government, because the public funding, there's a huge amount of public money that goes into enterprise support in Ireland. And like as women, we're kind of angry because that's our money. We're 51% of the population. So it's not even that people say, oh, women should invest in women. This is our money. This is money that we actually created and generated through working, through contributing to the economy all along.
Yeah, so, a lot of people don't understand that governments do put money into states and federal programs that fund venture capital. And so that is the crazy disparity here. That money should be being deployed at least 50% to women-founded funds and women entrepreneurs. Why is that broken? You know, you and I talked about California just passed a new law that Governor Newsom signed into law that you would like to see in Ireland, and that is holding that disbursement of money into venture capital accountable for where it's going. Because right now, up until now, there was no reporting of where's the money going. They need to be held accountable. That government monies, those venture capital funds, where is that money being dispersed and why is it so uneven? We need to fix the system, and laws are one way of helping guide it in that direction, right?
Completely. So we need that transparency and we need the data, because when we started asking about the data, a lot of it wasn't even being collated. I mean, we got responses back from the Department of Enterprise and they said, oh, we don't have... This brings on another point. They were saying, we want gender aggregated data for women only teams, founder teams, mixed founder teams, and men only founder teams. And we got the answer back, oh, we don't have any data on mixed founder teams. But the it was the opposite. It was because they had no data on women founded only teams, but their perception was what they call female founded companies is mixed companies.
Unbelievable.
So it's such gender washing. And it's happening globally. But this idea, we have so much spent on female founded companies. There might be one woman in a team of four founders. She may not even own equity, and that's called a female founded company. So there's a lot of gender washing as well. But that's kind of going on. Data is so important, because without data, all we have are opinions. So we need the data, to track where we are. And even asking for the data creates change. It's a leverage for change, even in terms of demanding the data and asking for the data. It's kind of bringing into the daylight, what has been hidden. If you think of it, that way, it's hugely powerful. So it's a hugely powerful exercise to actually go after the data and to go after the figures.
Absolutely. And I know we're doing that in this country, trying to get our film screened by the Senate caucuses and whatnot, trying to make even more change on a national level and in more states. And thank you for carrying the torch in Ireland. Every country needs a Marin. And we thank you for, carrying that torch there, because somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to be knocking on those governmental doors and raising some awareness and creating communities like you're doing. So thank you for all the great work you're doing. Can't wait to come to Ireland, meet you and meet all the wonderful founders there at the screenings that we'll be doing in Dublin and in Belfast. So anyway, everybody visit our website and be sure to look up Marin on LinkedIn. Where else can they find you?
Yeah, so you can look at Tech Founder. It's on LinkedIn, techfounder.com. You can find me basically everywhere. I'm on X, I'm on Instagram, I'm on LinkedIn. So yeah, no, I'd love to connect. I'd love to connect with other women tech founders, in America, globally, because it has to be a global movement. It has to be kind of this global collective, because that's where the real magic happens in terms of ideas, in terms of funding, in terms of connections. It's so powerful.
That's it. And it's Tech Found Her, H-E-R. That's how she spells it. If you're just listening and not watching, so that you know how to find them on LinkedIn and on their website. Welcome those of you listening from Ireland to contact us here in the U.S. and vice versa, those in the U.S. reaching out to Marin and her group in Ireland. Let's make this a global effort, ladies. We have to all get on board It takes a village. Maren, thanks for taking the time. Everybody, of course, you can find me, Catherine Gray, on LinkedIn, as well as Maren Murray. And thank you, Nassim Sayani over at Emmeline Ventures, for connecting us to Maren. You're doing amazing work as a female founded fund as well, that does fund women specifically in the healthcare arena, women's healthcare, which we are so appreciative of. We need that. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. Also, follow me on social. We have showherthemoney.com. Showherthemoneymovie.com. We are also on Facebook and Instagram, so follow us there. If you sign up on our website, you'll find out when we're going to be where in the world. We want to see you there. Come out and meet us in person. Make it a great day, everybody, and thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Maren. Make it a great day, everybody.